never ready.
Oh, I gotta turn my mic.
Your pass is around, sir.
Oh, no, I mean the pinhole.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
I got stock.
I might have an extra one.
It's 8:34 on the clock, and we'll call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, October 10th, 2018.
What are these?
The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall, attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
What we're going to do? Okay.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote.
Sorry,
6-0 in favor. entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I'd move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Jurgens. Vote.
I know you do.
6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Not seeing any public here. We will move on. Patty, I guess maybe we need you to explain that next one there, approve or disapprove resolution to set tax rates for political subdivisions for 2018-2019.
Okay, this is, Don usually gives the number.
Yes, and that will be 18-24.
So do you want me just to, it's the resolution that sets all the tax rates for the county?
We were presented with this sheet earlier, but this is...
This is the finals for the October 15th. This is where the final budgets come in. What we had before was preliminaries on townships and rural fire districts, ag society, and historical society. So now these are all the budgets that came through to Don's office that I take, and then I create levies. And what I do is, the front page is really the only thing that you really need, but... Over the course of time when I was taught to do this, this is my worksheet, the last three pages, and that gives you guys a general idea of what the valuation is of each political subdivision, and then what the budget and what they're asking for. The ones that you do see blank are the ones that are counties that set those levies. So on that first page, of course, you'll see some blank ones at the bottom. Lewiston sets their own, Crete, Wilbur. Those school districts are another, so the assessors or the clerks will have to send those rates over to me. So by the 15th of October, so we're a little bit early since it's only the 10th. So that's what these all are.
I remember in the preliminary one we talked about a little bit that there was one or two or three of them, like particularly the fire departments that had gone over their three or
they
something.
Brought them, and they brought them down to the
so they all had to, and then a few townships too had went over the maximum amount they could ask for. So,
yeah, and everything else is, as far as I know, yeah, under the lids because that's what they have to do. They have to redo their budgets. I think there was one township that was over. And they're all under the 7.5. So the last three pages are kind of my worksheets that gives you an idea of what every place requested and who has bonds and who... And always remember, bonds are outside the limits. So if you have a 3-cent fire district, if you have a bond on that fire district, that's above and beyond the 3 cents. So that kind of gives you an idea.
Yeah. Any more questions? Otherwise, we'll entertain a motion to approve the resolution day 18-24.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh. On Gage County, where does this show the money for the lawsuit?
It does on your budget.
Calculated
so
in the whole total general act.
In your on the second sheet, okay, the general, your judgment is in that $12 million there. So when she did her when you guys did your budget, you showed $12,617,305. So if you want the further breakdown, then you have to pull the Gage County budget. So this 38 cents is
not that's not what it is. Then how's that work?
38 cents is your general levy. It has more than the judgment in it. It has all your operating. Mm-hmm. Costs in it for the county
because see the judgment couldn't be voted on. I mean we didn't vote on it, so it's not outside.
But the 38 cents is our budget.
That's it. The judgment is within our budget. it's all in that same.
You have to take that 30 to get to the 50 cents, Eric. You have to take that 30 cents, and then you have to add in those we allow, like 7.5 cents township and all of that. So that for the Beatrice 6, that part of that 11.76 cents is included in that 38 cents. But to get to the total of 50, now you have to add in townships, fire departments, and so on.
Gotcha.
So in other words, her top, the top part of your budget would have that, would show the breakdowns of everything that you guys need to offer county next year.
I gotcha.
That right there?
I think. Yep.
That is it.
And then with the 3 cents, that makes it 41.
Down here. Right here.
This one here, yeah. Second line from the bottom. Okay, thank you.
I would move to approve resolution number 18-24.
Second.
Motion by Byer, second by Lyle. discussion. Vote. 6-0 in favor. And I believe then we'll have to hand out a sheet for everybody to sign that. Okay. Pass it around. Anything else, Patty?
Well, I guess the only other thing is the 18th, I have that Turk case, and I don't really know. I need to talk to Tobias some more, too, to figure out what's going on. But it's a one-commissioner hearing, so all I'm going to do is pretty much showing what I've done. And
his attorney hadn't called me back yet, so I'll push it a little bit this afternoon and give you a call.
Daryl's in the county next week, so he lives in Lincoln. He could run over there, to describe the house at least, to say what.
Okay. We can go over that, because I think it probably would be helpful to have like an affidavit or something from the city, building inspector or something like that.
Okay. So you just want to talk to me?
Yeah. As soon as I'll get a hold of it. He was scheduled to have a hearing last week, and they must have resolved that, so they didn't come up. So.
It's at 9 o'clock, I believe, next Thursday.
Next what?
The next is next Thursday.
Yeah,
what
next
day
Thursday,
18th.
Right. And that's from a year ago already.
Terry,
Patty, I think my figures are correct. The building in the industrial park that was sold to Exmark brought approximately $2.6 million, I believe. What was it on the tax rolls for?
I don't have that in my head. I can go look.
Quite a bit less, I believe. That was the one that was protested by...
Yeah, we talked about Ken Chalua.
Chalua, uh-huh. And I think he might even threaten to take it to Turk.
He did.
And we backed down to him.
He did.
And now I'm just curious... What was valued at the time, and the purchase price?
I'll look that up because I don't have it in my head. I know Daryl was down last week.
I think the purchase price, if I've got it correct, and I think I do, was $2.6 million.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Patty, how does that work? Being as they took it to Turk, now that you have a sale value, how does that compare with the Turk number?
The value only is allowed to stay for 1 year if we want it to. So basically what I remember at the time, didn't he have lots of, Eric, you kind of know about this, don't you, that building? Didn't he have a lot of different renters and it all chopped up inside? So now we go and look at the use of it now. And, we can't chase the sale, which means I can't just run out there and say, okay, it's sold for this, so I'm putting it on for this.
Right.
That's considered chasing a sale. So what you've got to do is you've got to look at it. You've got to determine what the use of it is as of January 1st. And then you look at the sell price, and then Daryl will have to make a determination and get rents. We got to see what...
Well, I mean, that case I remember is one where we let him get by with the rent payments and use that for evaluation. And I thought I was wrong that time, and we backed down to him.
Wasn't that... How long ago was that?
That might have been a couple years ago already. I don't remember. But I just remember it. I remember it.
Gerald does.
Let me
too.
Tell you that.
He's really tired. I know he's looking at it. So we're looking at a lot of the industrial park ones because there's been some stuff going on out there.
There's one owner now, obviously, and they're remodeling the whole thing. So that'll be very different.
And we'll look at what it.
I'm not. I guess I don't. It just sits in my craw that.
I know.
Okay. What happened to us with him? We backed down to him. So.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
But we don't back down to anybody else, and that's just.
Did we?
Yeah, we haven't.
Was there a confession, a judgment on that?
I don't know, Patty. I don't know the full.
I'll have to pull the file. I mean, I know we went to church with him, and I do not believe we took it down to his number.
I think it was settled before Turk, if I remember.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't know that he got exactly what he wanted, but I think that.
Yeah.
I can kind of remember some of the conversations that there was different renters, and it was kind of all chopped up inside yeah. there. But I don't
know who bought it.
X-Mark
bought it. Now. Okay.
I'll get that information.
Okay. I mean, I'm just curious more than anything. I know there's nothing we can do now, but I'm just curious.
Oh, you know, it's you see so much of that going on, too. I mean, even in the past, we've done things, and then the house ends up selling for 30 more than what we, you know, because we'll pull file now, and they protested it back in the day, because nobody really knows what it's worth until it sells. And if you got the right buyer, you know. So, but yeah, I know Daryl's got that one on his desk because that one hasn't sat real well with him either. So, but I'll take a look at it and see.
Okay. Anything else? Any more questions? If not, we will adjourn Board of Equalization at 8:46 on the clock.
Good luck, Mr. Lytle.